We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast
What's
Club.
What's happening?
Let's get in some front page news. We'll be starting, Yee.
Well, let's start with the CNN town hall that happened yesterday as we are getting ready for the Democratic debates tonight. So one thing that everybody's been talking about, because of course you see that Bloomberg has been surging in these polls. And here is Bernie Sanders speaking on Bloomberg actually buying into this whole presidency.
You know, Mr. Bloomberg has every right in the world to run for president of the United States. He's an American citizen. But I don't think he has the right to buy this election. It's a bit obscene that we have somebody who, by the way, chose not to contest in Iowa, in Nevada, in South Carolina, in New Hampshire, where all of the candidates, we did town meetings. He said, I don't have to do that. I'm worth $60 billion. I'll buy the presidency. That offends me very much.
Okay.
I don't think it's fair that Bloomberg was able to donate money to the DNC and then they changed the rules to let him into the debates. But I don't have a problem with him spending all his own money on his presidential campaign.
That's
his
money. He's spent like $400 million so far in advertising.
Well, he's got it.
Yeah, he got it.
He's definitely got it.
And if every other candidate had it, they would spend it on that type of promotion as well.
And then he said if he does win, he's going to sell his company and the proceeds he's going to give away.
Oh, I didn't see that. Now I saw what he said.
He did say he would sell his company.
Oh, he said, yeah, I did see that.
All right, now Pete Buttigieg has responded to Rush Limbaugh. Now, Rush Limbaugh was saying that the United States is not ready for a gay president, and here is what Pete had to say.
The idea of the likes of Rush Limbaugh or Donald Trump lecturing anybody on family values, I mean, sorry, but one thing about my marriage is it's never involved me having to send hush money to a porn star after cheating on my spouse with him or her. They want to debate family values? Let's debate family values. I'm ready.
Okay.
Now, I didn't hear the whole thing in context, but that doesn't sound like they were lecturing him on family values by saying America's not ready for a gay president.
Well, he also, Rush Limbaugh, said, how's this going to look? 37-year-old gay guy kissing his husband on stage next to Mr. Man Donald Trump. What's going to happen there? So
that means Donald Trump going to let them jokes fly. Because Donald Trump ain't got to worry about being canceled.
And a lot of people said that these are very homophobic remarks.
That's what that means. But I don't see what a lecture on family values is. I mean, is America ready for a gay president? I don't know. America wasn't ready for a black president. They say America's not ready for a woman president. America's not ready for a lot of things because America's very primitive on a lot of things.
All right. Now, some of the residents from South Bend are warning America about Pete Buttigieg. For instance, Michelle Berger. She's a stay-at-home mom. She lives in South Bend's predominantly black West Side. She said, if he's the next president, I fear for our country. He couldn't run our city. How can he run the United States? Look at all the crime. He didn't do anything about it. Look at our quality of life. If he becomes president, the United States will become one big South Bend. A giant sinkhole will be in a new depression. So there are some people from South Bend who are speaking out because they don't like his job as mayor.
That's very fair criticism. I mean, if you was the mayor of a city and, you know, your city isn't, you know, up to par, why would we think you could have run America any better? That's very fair criticism.
All right, now let's get back to Bloomberg. He's been doing a lot of advertising about the LGBTQ community and how he's very accepting and supportive of that. But then Some audio, of course, has surfaced, and this audio has resurfaced from just last year of him talking about trans people.
Well, we've around the world are against the establishment. Mm-hmm. That means Brexit. That means Trump. Throw the bums out. They haven't delivered. They didn't listen to us. If you go to the middle of the country, people would say, if your conversation during a presidential election is about some guy wearing a dress and whether he, she, or it can go to and go to the locker room with their daughter, that's not a winning formula for most people. They care about health care, they care about education, they care about safety and all of those kinds of things.
All right. You can refer to people as he, she, or it, by the way.
Yeah, but he's speaking based off what he hears in middle America, though. He's speaking from the rhetoric of the people that's not him talking. He's saying that's what he hears when he's out and about in the country in places like middle America.
Well, a lot of people were very offended by those remarks. God. And you can't call people he, she, or it. I don't care how referencing transgender people as he, she, or it. They also have comments from 2016 and just different audio, of course. Bloomberg, a lot of his old audio is coming back to haunt him right now, and he's been having to explain his verbiage and certain policies that he's put into effect and supported. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your front page news.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night, bad morning, or maybe you want to spread some positivity. Phone lines are wide
open. Maybe you were home all day waiting for somebody to come and mount a television in your living room.
800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful V6 turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Wake up, wake up, wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, who's this?
This is Alexa from South Carolina.
Hey, South Carolina. What's happening, Alexis?
Hey, man, I'm just mad as hell this morning. I'm hurt, man.
Why? What's the matter?
And my baby daddy, or my boyfriend, broke up with me after 2 years. That told me he wasn't happy since October of last year, and we were staying together because of the kids. He told me that on Valentine's Day. Wow.
You gotta stop cursing.
No cursing. I can tell you're upset, though, but no cursing.
I can see why you're upset.
Yeah, just a little bit.
You're allowed to feel that. What else?
So you ain't get a gift for nothing?
No, heck no. I didn't even get no pee-pee.
You ain't getting no pee-pee. That's what you worried about, girl? This man just broke your heart and told you that he leaving you high and dry with the kids? And you talking about some damn pee-pee?
Is he that good?
I don't know. I fell in love with a fat boy, like Rod Wave.
Maybe the man just needs some. Maybe he just needs a little bit of space. Sometimes when you let something go, if it comes back to you, it's yours. Maybe he just needs some time to realize that the grass ain't green on the other side.
Yeah.
Oh, he told me that space is lovely. He loves not being in contact with me.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
I need to hear both sides.
This is stupid. I'm
only
sorry,
hearing
Mama.
One side now. We're going to pray for you, okay?
That's what you got?
That's all I got.
Hello, who's this?
Great morning. This is Kia.
Good morning, Kia. What's up?
Great morning, DJ MB, Charlamagne, and Angela.
What's good morning.
Up, guys, every morning. Good morning. Good morning. I live in Jacksonville, but I am from Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And what segment are we on right now? What's this?
Get it up your chest.
Ask the question. Okay. Get it off my chest. I'm frustrated with my boyfriend just because we've been together for 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And he's not giving me anything to look forward to. He is tainted. He's damaged because he had a bad baby mama.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, okay, we've been together for 3 years. So what's up? Like, I understand you damaged. She messed you up. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do now? Because I do love my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
We've been together. He's good in a lot of places, but he lacks a lot. So now I'm conflicted. Like, should I stay in this relationship and, you know, help mold him? Because he's really a good boyfriend, but I have to tell him exactly what I want, and how I want it. It'll get done, but look how much I got to do to get it done.
Yeah, it just sounds like a lot of work. Is he willing to do the work? Is he working on himself? Does he understand that he's damaged?
He is in denial that he's damaged. And I feel like I spoiled him. And in his mind, he really felt like she good. She ain't going nowhere. Like, I take care of bills. She ain't wanting for nothing. But in reality, I'm looking for more than that. Like, give me something to look forward to. What am I coming home
have
with?
Have you told him that?
What? Have I told him that? I'm so tired of telling him that.
Wow.
Like, okay, what's up?
What has he said to you? Has he said no? Has he shut the door on it completely?
Oh, no. He says, we've been together 3 years. I should know. Like, you're not leaving. You're not unhappy. So you should know I want to be with you. Am I giving you any reason to think that I don't want to be with you? No, but you're not looking at me and saying, you know what? You mean so much to me. I want you in my life. I don't want to lose you in my life. He has never done these things. And then his comeback for that was, oh, well, you never told me that you needed me to say this to you.
That is very true, though. I don't understand why you complaining about a man that you can give direction to. We're not mind readers, you know.
Yeah,
contrary to popular belief.
Sometimes I'm sure you got to mold your spouse. I was
yes.
molded.
There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with telling a person what you want.
Does he show it to you? Do you feel it? You feel like he loves you. You just want him to say it?
It's not even that. It's just like, damn. I feel like some guys have it and some guys don't. Don't get me wrong. I'm not comparing. But what I'm used to is someone telling me all the time how much I love you, how much I want
okay.
to. I'm from Detroit, so I'm a little messed up too. You know, I done seen a lot.
Right.
You know, we kind of rough around the edges. But why do I have to tell you everything? Like, some people have it and some people don't. Some guys plan dates for their women. Some guys are just thoughtful like that. Like, text throughout the day.
No, or you're right.
Like, damn.
There's some guys that just
text me throughout the day, check on me, how's your day going? And he's like, I see you every night.
You're right. There's some guys that you have to really let them know what it is that you need and be specific and give examples and be patient with. And if he's willing to do that work with you, then I think it's worth it. I definitely had to mold my boyfriend.
Well, thank you,
Mom. He was terrible at first.
Wait, mold your boyfriend. We all been molded.
God. All right.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Mad or blessed, we want to know. Hit us up, 800.
Mello, come on, Mello.
Yeah, what's poppin'?
The couple's back together. Mello, iPhone, Sim on the line.
That's crazy. Y'all ain't spent Valentine's together, man.
What's up?
Why y'all ain't spent Valentine's together?
My listen, stop playing, Charlamagne. Ain't nobody gay but you,
Yo, Envy.
Yo.
Yo, listen, man, I gotta apologize. I used to believe Charlamagne when he said you have earplugs. I saw you on the gram when you was, like, doing that mix for Valentine's Day. You don't have earplugs. What we gotta stop doing, we gotta stop listening to that bald-headed dude with the bald spot. Like, come on, bro.
The bald-headed dude.
How you bald with a bald spot?
You just eat.
Exactly, Charlamagne. How you bald with a bald spot?
All you proving to me is you just easily manipulated, and you easily believe lies.
Yo, Yee.
Yes, sir.
Mello want to sing for you, but he's mad nervous. Yo, go ahead, Mello.
All right, let's hear it.
I bet. I was at Mickey D's. I was like, let me get 2 5-piece nuggets or what? Just like that.
Hey,
what is going on?
You see how iPhone Sims lies to you about being able to sing good? That's how Envy lies to y'all about not having hair plugs.
My hair is real. I don't know what you're talking about. All right, let's go to line 8. Hello, who's this?
Antonio.
Antonio, what up? Get it off your chest.
I'm mad at DL Bottom, like, Boosie hasn't came out the closet yet. Like, he be too excited about talking about the community. Like, I bet he don't like Grindr or Jack, but their profile is blank. They say DL Bottom.
What are you talking about, me?
Talking about Boosie, man. What's wrong?
Oh. I didn't hear the whole thing. I just assumed all gay comments are directed at me. Listen.
You gay, my brother.
That don't mean he gay.
No. Boosie always talks about the gay stuff, like the cocaine and the shower. Like, he gets too excited. Like, who mentioned about Dwayne Wade's child's penis? Like, he kept mentioning it. Like, who thought about that? Like, no one said anything about that. Stop worrying about that.
That is, like, true, though. I thought about that when I heard Boosie's comments, too.
Like,
I
was, he didn't, like, say anything about, like, cutting
when did,
off.
When did they say they was having reassignment surgery on?
But Boosie worried about the D. That's all he worried about. He worried about Dusty. He worried about the cocaine in the shower. Like,
the cocaine in the shower? It's the cocaine in the shower, not the coke head. The cocaine in the shower story is hilarious.
Hello, who's this?
Cocaine in the shower.
This is Will from Indianapolis.
Hey, Will, what's up, man? Get off your chest.
Hey, what's going on? I'm just saying, I'm calling you. I'm happy to be alive. I'm headed to work. I'm in good health. My bills is paid. I'm just happy.
There you go. Well, I'm glad you're happy, brother.
I appreciate it. Thank y'all.
Have a good one, man. Hello, who's this?
Jackie from Brooklyn.
What up, Jackie? Get it off your chest, mama.
I'm tired. I have an almost 2-year-old, and trying to get her off of this passing by is a struggle.
I don't know why we do that, dog kids. My daughter 1 year old, and my wife trying to get her off the pacifier. I'm like, why?
That's the teeth up.
Then yeah, you get braces. You get braces in the future. Yeah. It's going
to
happen.
And then you don't want them going to school with that pacifier. I mean, I try not to start the kids with the pacifier. But you want to hear something, though?
During the day.
You want to hear
something?
You want to hear something, though?
She moans and groans all night long.
I had my pacifier until I was 6, though.
Oh, my gosh.
My son, it took forever to get rid of it. My oldest daughter, she threw it away herself.
That's what I'm saying. They eventually grow out of it.
They eventually, yeah. When I think I went to school and then they were making fun of me and then
you
I kind of just.
Six?
I was old as hell. My parents, I was old as hell with my passing
that's
by.
That's ridiculous.
I was, but that's what it was.
You said what?
It's gonna be a long day. I said, I just need some sleep. It's going to be a long day.
No, oh, I'm sorry, Mama. Get a kid the pacifier so you can sleep at night.
Oh, she's going to get it tonight. Absolutely.
All right,
and
Mama.
Get yourself a nice pressed juice or something this morning to wake you up, give you some energy.
I'm going to try.
All right, Mama. Have a good morning.
You too.
All righty. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up. Yeah, we got rumors on the way.
Yes. Let's get right into it. Let's talk about Dwayne Wade. He has his documentary that's going to be coming out, D-Wade Life Unexpected. I know we'll all be watching that. And we'll discuss some of the things that he talks about in that documentary, including his daughter's gender identity.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm on. Yeah, yeah. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. We got to send a rest in peace.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, rest in peace to Janae Dubois. She was found dead at 74 years old.
Damn.
She was one of the main characters on Good Times. She was a neighbor, Willona Woods.
Willona Woods. Drop on the clues bombs for Willona Woods, man. You wouldn't have no Janet Jackson if it wasn't for Willona Woods. You see what she did when, you know, Janet needed a place to stay and her mother was abusing her?
Well, Janae died unexpectedly in her sleep overnight at her home. Now, she was known for Good Times, mm-hmm. but she also was in I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker, Tropic Thunder, Charlie's Angels, Full Throttle. She started off on Broadway. She was in A Raisin in the Sun and also Golden Boy. She won 2 Emmy Awards for her voiceover work on the PJs. And she also composed and sang this famous theme song.
Well, we're moving on now. Hey. Hey. To the east side.
Well, that's Janae Dubois. So rest in peace.
Beans on burn
on the grill.
Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill.
Classic. Drop on the clues. Yes. Janet Dubois. Come on now.
All right, now Kenan Thompson will be hosting the White House Correspondents' Dinner. He has been confirmed. You know him from Saturday Night Live and, of course, all that. And he is SNL's longest-running cast member, now in his 17th season. So, should be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Is it any fun to do the White House Correspondents' Dinner, especially when the president doesn't show up to get those jokes?
It's probably even more fun.
They still want to let them jokes fly, though, so.
Yeah, you got to let them jokes go.
By the way, one day Trump going to show up on y'all ass, and y'all ain't going to know what to do. I bet y'all don't have that same energy.
Well,
when
he hasn't
the room.
Been there in 3 years, so we'll see if he decides to show up. All right, Dwayne Wade. He was on Good Morning America, and he was talking about his ESPN documentary that's coming out on Sunday. I know we'll all be watching D-Wade Life Unexpected. And it showcases his life on and off the court. Now, one thing that he was battling with was talking about Zaya, his 12-year-old daughter, who was born Zion, his son. So here's what he had to say.
Well, she is our leader. You know, Zaya early on knew two things. She knew straight and she knew gay. But Zaya started doing more research. She was the one who sat down with us as a family and said, hey, I don't think I'm gay. This is how I identify myself. I think I'm a straight trans because I still like boys. It was a process for us to sit down with our daughter and find out who she is and what she likes and not put something on her because as parents, we put our hopes and we put our fears on our kids.
Right.
And with Zaya, we decided to listen to her and she's leading us along this journey.
Now, a lot of people have been weighing in on this, but Dwayne Wade said that Zaya knew at 3 years old what her identity was.
She's known since she was 3 years old. Mm. And along this way, we've asked questions and we've learned. But she's
known.
Did
you know? Did you know early on?
I knew early on that I had to check myself. I've been a person in the locker room that has been a part of the conversation that has said the wrong phrases and the wrong words myself. And as I got older and as I watched my daughter grow, I had to go and look at myself in the mirror and say, who are you? What are you going to do if your child come home and say that I'm a gay boy or that I'm a trans girl? What are you going to do? And that was a moment of real.
Very educational for him as a parent mm-hmm. to learn from his child. Now, a lot of people have been weighing in And one thing that one person who everyone has been responding to now and reacting to is Boosie. Here's what he said.
Dwayne Wade, you gone too far, dog. That is a male. At 12, they don't even know what their next meal gonna be. They don't have figured out yet. He might meet a woman, anything, at 16 and fall in love with her. But his be gone. How he gonna... Like, bro, you going too far, dog. For real. If he gonna be gay, let him be gay. But don't cut his dog, bro. Like, don't address him as a woman, dog. He hasn't made his final decisions yet. Don't cut his off, Dwayne Wade, bro. You tripping, dog.
Nobody said anything about cutting anybody's penis off.
Yeah, I didn't know that D-Wade's child was getting gender reassignment surgery. That's what that threw me off. That's not happening, right?
Not that we know of.
Not that I heard of.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a lot to unpack in what Boosie said. It amazes me that people find something to be mad at every day on social media. And I just can't bring myself to care about how somebody else is raising their kids. And I do pray for the scrim for that child because, man, it's a cruel world. And I would hate to be living out loud in this era at 12 years old. I pray that child is prepared for the onslaught of the negativity that's coming their way.
Child seems strong and they got a strong foundation. So.
And the thing that messed, you know what really bothers me about what Boosie said?
What's that?
At 12, if you a child, you don't know where your next meal is coming from. That's the parents' fault.
I know what I
want to
eat.
At 12,
I know what food I like. What like, food I don't like.
You said, like, you know what you want.
Oh, you mean choices?
Yeah, but you ain't got no choices, child. Like,
Yeah.
Said you gonna have chicken tonight. You eating chicken tonight?
You may want
That's
McDonald's.
That's not true. I had choices. I'd be like, I don't
but
want
McDonald's
that.
At the house.
Right. You
know I knew there were certain things I didn't eat. My mom definitely made meals for me according to what I like and didn't like.
I didn't have a choice. My mom was like, you gonna eat this and you gonna eat them greens and you're not gonna leave that table to you.
I knew I wasn't eating no pork chops. The rest of the family had that. I wasn't eating that. I got a special meal.
You had too much options. I didn't have that many options.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Or I just wouldn't eat. My mom didn't want me to starve.
Yeah, I would have starved.
I'm just glad, you know, D-Wade's child, him and Gabrielle are more understanding than our parents would have been growing up.
Well, and like Dwayne Wade said, it was a process for him also, because if you love your child unconditionally and your child is coming to you and saying this from the age of 3 that she knew who she was, then who are you to question that?
Yeah, you talk about food. You know, you driving in the car, you're like, I want McDonald's. Your mom be like, it's McDonald's at the house.
McDonald's at the house.
You're like, hey, mama, I want to be a girl. It's girls at the house. You're like, what? Exactly.
Well, Gabrielle Union said, listen, I'm built for this. I see it all, and I keep high-stepping for all of us. My dreams, my fight, my spirit, my work is for us all. You can fight me. You can trash me. You can stand in my way. I will keep moving forward and still cover you in love and light. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
I love my mom. I love my pops. I remember I came home with an earring, right? My pops sat me down on the bed.
Oh, yes, sir. I know that word that came out his mouth.
He said, let me ask you a question. Boy, are you gay?
He ain't say that. He said, are you the F word? Come on now. I know what era you from. My daddy still let it fly right now.
Right now?
Come on now.
Oh, man. All right. But things have changed. Things have evolved.
Yes, they have.
Not really, though. I still love you,
pops. I mean, it's just certain Grandma. Generations. I'm not. I would never tell you the conversation that happened when I had Mayor Pete and Monk's corner a couple weeks ago. Lord have mercy.
With your dad said to you?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I can imagine.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, man. Thank God for everything. Well, I guess things have not always.
They
haven't evolved.
You don't need everybody.
Yeah, clearly they haven't.
You're never going to have everybody.
Right.
And that's the problem with social media. The problem with social media is you hear from everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody gets to weigh in with social media. Before social media, you could hear a select whisper here and there. But now everybody gets to weigh in, and it's just loud. Yeah. That's all.
All right, guys, we got to do front page news.
What are we talking about?
All right. We are going to talk about cannabis. Guess how much cannabis was sold in Colorado just last year? You got to get in on this.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where we start with Yee?
Well, let's start with this situation that happened in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
So Pornhub apparently filmed a video in a public library, in an open public library in the Ocean Park neighborhood of Santa Monica.
Were they making noise? Because don't you got to be quiet in libraries?
Yeah, I guess they probably were pretty quiet. 19-year-old Ellie Eilish was performing sex acts on an unidentified man, and they actually had to take that video down because of an outcry from concerned citizens. They said that, what if some kids walked in?
Well, somebody
right in the middle of that would be their biggest concern.
Try children, to duplicate that, too. Huh?
Children don't need to be exposed to this. But there's a lot of porn inside of libraries,
it's
right?
It's not a closed set?
No.
Wow.
I don't even think they were supposed to be in there. How did they get clearance? Because you can't just film.
With all the cameras, nobody said anything? Nobody.
It probably was one camera. You know how in porn, I don't think they had like a whole They probably tried to do it like on some, you know, sneaky in the library.
Me and the wife was on Pornhub heavy this weekend, boy.
Really?
What was the name of your morning? Movie? We was watching a lot of Pornhub, laying in the bed. I don't know why. We just woke up, was cuddling, and just started watching Pornhub.
That didn't want to.
You ever
do
think
it with
that, like when you see
no, we
them?
We did. Oh, okay. But I'm just saying, you know.
When you see porn
Pornhub
in like supermarkets and in the library, you're like, how is this even happening? Do they just pay to use these spaces?
There's porn in the supermarket?
Yeah, they have people doing porn anywhere. Like just people like to.
Oh,
do
you
it.
Mean filming porn?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't walked in on somebody filming a porn yet. I've never seen that experience.
All right, now
that
happens,
you make it sound like it's regular. That happens often.
Yeah.
Wow.
And porn. Somehow people go shopping and next thing you know. All right. Now the Democrats that are going to be debating tonight in Las Vegas, Joe Biden, mm-hmm. Michael Bloomberg, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren. Those are the people who have qualified for tonight's debate. So there's 6 of the 8 major candidates still in the race. The people who have not qualified, Tulsi Gabbard and Tom Steyer.
I'm interested in watching the debate tonight because I want to see if Bloomberg can convey some of the things he's actually done and plans to do. Because, you know, he's been getting slander for all his racist comments, rightfully so. But I told y'all last week the best apology for racist policies and racist rhetoric is a black agenda. And I was reading his Greenwood Initiative yesterday, which is the economic justice plan for black America. And I do like it. And I like his criminal justice plan he put out yesterday.
All right. Well, if you want to watch the debate, that debate will start at 9 p.m. Eastern tonight. And they said it's expected to last 2 hours. And it will be broadcasted live on NBC News, MSNBC, and Universo.
All right. Well, that is your front page news. Now, let's open up the phone lines.
And you didn't let me say about Colorado, by the way. They sold $1.75 billion of cannabis last year, which is a record, just so y'all know.
I wonder, I wonder how many of us minorities actually own any of that and get any of that money.
I wonder how many black people and Latinos in jail right now in Colorado while the Colorado marijuana industry is booming.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm-mm. All right. Well, that is front page news. Now, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Let's talk about Lil Boosie. Now, Boosie made some comments about Dwayne Wade's daughter. Let's hear it.
Dwayne Wade, you gone too far, dog. That is a male. At 12, they don't even know what their next meal gonna be. They don't have figured out yet. He might meet a woman, anything, at 16 and fall in love with her. But his be gone. How you going? Like, bro, you going too far, dog. For real. If he going to be gay, let him be gay. But don't cut his off, bro. Like, don't address him as a woman, dog. He hasn't made his final decisions yet.
All right, let's talk about it. 800-585-1051.
That could have been a DM.
What are your thoughts? It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pull out your phone.
Call in right now.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Break it down.
800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements. along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Lil Boosie. He made some comments about Dwayne Wade's daughter. Let's hear these comments.
Dwayne Wade, you gone too far, dog. That is a male. At 12, they don't even know what their next meal gonna be. They don't have figured out yet. He might meet a woman, anything, at 16 and fall in love with her. But his be gone. How he gonna... Like, bro, you going too far, dog. For real. If he gonna be gay, let him be gay. But don't cut his off, bro. Like, don't address him as a woman, dog. He hasn't made his final decisions yet.
So we're asking 800-585-1051, what are your thoughts? Let's start in the room, ye?
Well, of course, you know, and I said this before, I don't hear anything about cutting off anyone's penis. But my thoughts are Dwayne Wade said that his daughter, Zaya, knew since she was 3 years old what her identity was. And I do feel like some people know from an early age, this is not the body I was, this is not the gender I'm supposed to be. I'm a woman. I'm a girl. And if that's how she feels, I think that's something that parents, I would assume, deal with because they don't have a choice. And all you can do is support your kids, right? So you should support whatever your child wants to do. It doesn't affect anybody else. So why do we care?
Charlamagne?
You want to know how I really feel? I want to know, why is it the topic people are choosing to weigh in on? Like, every time I hear Boosie, I saw Young Thug tweet, I'm like, why this particular conversation? I don't care. Like, I honestly, truly do not care. If that man is, you know, dealing with his identity, that's his path, that's his life journey. His parents have to deal with that. Only thing I hope
her
is... the child's parents.
Exactly.
I just can't bring myself to care about how somebody else is raising their kids. And like I said earlier, I'd really just pray for the strength for that child because, man, it's a really cruel world. And I would hate to be living out loud in this era at 12 years old. And I pray that child is prepared for the onslaught of the negativity that's coming the child's way because it's going to be a bit much. Like, it's going to be more than a bit much. It's going to be a lot. And I don't even know if the child is prepared for that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel what you're saying a lot. That child has to endure a lot, and thank God that child is very strong and that Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union is the child's parents. But I kind of think like you. It's nobody's business but that child and his family. And whatever they do to support
her
that child... Her family, I'm sorry. Whatever they do to support the child is I respect and I love, because if my children were going through the same thing, I would want to be there and be supportive to my children as much as I can. I mean, like, it's a cruel world, and it's nobody's business but their own.
But maybe this will help people in the future, and help other parents who might be going through the same thing, and help other kids who are going through the same thing, and
help people keep things to themselves.
Yep.
Because I mean,
I think it's public because they've made it public, but I also think it's public because Zaya has publicly shown who she is and had people weigh in.
I just don't know why do grown people want to weigh in on this? Like, why do you have to have an opinion on every goddamn thing?
Hello, who's this? That's social media.
This is Theo. How you doing? Theo, T-H-E-O.
Hey, Theo.
You think we don't know how to spell Theo? Disrespect me again, son.
Why'd you spell Theo?
They didn't know.
I grew up on the Huxtables, bro. Don't play with me.
I did too. Chill, bro. Chill.
Relax.
Theo, now what were we saying, Theo?
T-H-E-O.
I'm actually a black trans man.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to the trans community out there. But I feel like... Boosie took it a little bit too far, just because I feel like as a culture with social media, we just try to understand too much that don't really pertain to us. Mm-hmm. And being trans isn't something for everybody to understand. You just need to either accept it or move past it and ignore it. But like you said, I feel like that they posted about it just because he is a public figure. And so I felt like he had to make a statement. He'd rather stand by his child.
Right.
So listen, you're a black trans man, so that means that you are a woman who transitioned into a man?
She was born a woman.
Yes, I was born a woman, and pronouns is he, man.
You was born a woman, and you transitioned into...
A man.
A man.
A man.
Got you. Are you going to take the he out of Theo?
Shut up, man. Thank you so much for calling Theo. Goodness gracious. 800-585-1051. We're talking about Boosie's comments. If you haven't heard it, we'll play it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club.
Just call him T.O.
Stop.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Lil Boosie. Now, he made these comments about Dwayne Wade's daughters, and we're taking your comments.
Dwayne Wade, you gone too far, dog. That is a male. At 12, they don't even know what their next meal gonna be. They don't have figured out yet. He might meet a woman, anything, at 16 and fall in love with her. But his be gone. How he gonna... Like, bro, you going too far, dog. For real. If he gonna be gay, let him be gay. But don't cut his dog, bro. Like, don't address him as a woman, dog. He hasn't made his final decisions yet.
All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. What are your thoughts about Boosie's comments?
I think Boosie right, man. He shouldn't do that. I think he should let him do that on his own when he get older. You get what I'm saying?
Do what?
Cut off his.
There was never any
conversation. Cut off his damn penis.
They never had a conversation about gender reassignment surgery. That never happened.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Iva from Jersey.
Hey, good morning. Now, we're talking about Lil Boosie's comments. What are your thoughts?
I agree with him 100%. I mean, he's not old enough to get his gay friend and make decisions like that. And nobody wants to say it, but I agree with him. He's right.
You know what's wild about this, right? Like, Boosie went out there and Boosie said that, yo, he's too young to get his penis chopped off. There was never a conversation about gender reassignment surgery, unless I missed it. I didn't see that. Mm-hmm. So therefore, everybody's going off what Boosie said. And if you're going off what Boosie said, yeah, I can understand that. I do think at 12 years old, you know, you shouldn't be making a decision whether or not you should have gender reassignment surgery. But that wasn't the conversation.
I don't think you should be having surgery like that at all until you're an adult.
Take us off Bluetooth, Jay.
You shouldn't have implants. You shouldn't have nothing.
I agree.
Hello, who's this?
But that wasn't the conversation is what
right.
I'm saying.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, this is Jay.
Hey, what are your thoughts about Boosie and Boosie's comments, bro?
I just feel like, you know, when you're a public figure, you're going to have people that's going to comment, you know, basically what you do and what you don't do and, you know, how you react to certain situations. I can understand, you know, certain things, but it's like as soon as, you know, kids get involved, I feel like, you know, you got to be respectful at the same time.
Yes, man.
At the end of the day, you know, that's not your kid. I understand you want to voice your opinion.
Yes.
But as long as no one is, you know, being disrespectful and there's no harm being done, everything should be good.
But they are being disrespectful. And that is the other angle of this, right? That's somebody's child.
Yes. Right.
I don't care to weigh in on somebody else's child because I know how I would feel if somebody was talking about me and mine. You understand what I'm saying?
But people always go too far. Like, I was watching a video of Remy Ma giving her daughter some soda. And it was cute. You know, the daughter's first reaction to having that soda.
She
I've
wanted
done
some
it with
more.
My kids. My parents have done it to me. But people are like, oh, my gosh, you know what you're putting in that? They're like, come on. Like, would y'all stop it?
Well, y'all would have hated my dad when he gave me that first sip of Budweiser at about 2 or 3. Yeah, what the hell's wrong with y'all?
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Mary. What's up, Breakfast Club?
What's happening?
What are your thoughts on Boosie's comments?
For real, for real, I just think Boosie don't really, he ain't got no place to be saying nothing. None of us do, really, because that's his son, you know, daughter, whatever it is, you know. That's
she
his
is.
Business, and it don't really affect his everyday business. So why does he got something to say about it, you know?
And that's somebody's child.
Right.
Leave that man's business with his child alone. Don't weigh in on that.
Man's kids, man. You can't go to the man's kids, and you're supposed to be a celebrity. You got to set an example for everybody. But you know, Snoop and Boosie, the way they just been lashing out, it's kind of crazy, man.
All right, let's go to one more line. Thank you, brother. Hello, who's this?
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
I can't believe I got through to y'all. This is Kim.
Hey, Kim, good morning. What are your thoughts on Boosie's comments?
I can't say that I disagree with his comment. His delivery, I think, maybe out of line. I don't know whether it's none of his business or anything. Maybe he should have thought it but not said it. But since he did say it, I can't say I don't disagree. I mean, he's 12. He don't... Really,
she.
I think that is deeper than that, honestly. I wonder if he's getting it done, let him get it done, or got it done, whatever they're doing, for his own sake. Because as a dad, it's got to be a tough thing for him to be going through. I mean, I know he loves his son, but he's got to be having a hard time with this thing. So I think that he's getting it done so that maybe the world was. Forget that he was ever a boy.
Yo, my woman. I don't know what to call you.
Her name is Kim.
There was never a conversation about gender reassignment surgery, Kim. Like, that never happened. Like,
nobody said
like,
that
never
except
happened.
For Boosie.
Nobody ever said that except for Boosie. Boosie jumped to the conclusion that this young man was getting gender reassignment surgery. That conversation never happened.
Okay, with Dwayne Wade itself. Okay,
yes.
If it never happened, then he's totally out of line.
All yeah, right. Well, that never happened. Now, yeah, if you ask me, yes, I do think 12 years old is too young to have gender reassignment surgery, but I think 12 years old is too young to have any life-altering surgeries. But the moral of the story is, why are you weighing in on somebody else's kids and how somebody else chooses to weigh their kids? Everybody mind their goddamn business. I don't care that much. I honestly don't. That's that man's child. He has to raise his child. That child, I just pray for that child's strength because, man, we live in a cruel world.
It must be hard, though, to tell your kids, because you guys have kids. Mm-hmm. If they come to you and they're like, look, I don't feel like this is who I am. This is who I am. What are you going
to
do?
I honestly wouldn't care. I love my kids too much to even care. I just want
and
my kids to
point.
Be happy.
And I think it's great that Dwayne Wade, Gabrielle Union, that they are supportive.
We got rumors of the way, Yee?
Well, yes. Let's talk about Rosario Dawson. Now, she has come out as part of the LGBTQ community. I'm going to tell you.
She got a boyfriend.
That's
is
all?
It Cory Booker, her boyfriend?
That's the basic cable package. She's not LGBTQ
plus?
Plus?
No, not yet. And we'll tell you about
she
somebody.
She got a boyfriend? He just said, you know what? I'm stopping. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I got it for you.
All right, when we come back, they came out together or just one?
You got to listen to the story.
Keep that same energy and Cory Booker up here.
I'm just asking a question.
Keep that same energy and Cory Booker up here. You keep that same energy and Cory Booker up here.
He's
okay?
Not coming back up here. He's not running
yes, he
anymore.
Is. Cory, well, you know what? You might
think
have
he
a
just
point.
Dropped out of everything?
All right,
I'm just sure asking a question. I can't ask
Cory,
a question.
Cory, my guy, though.
He's still doing the work.
I'm just asking a question. You know what? It's the Breakfast Club.
Me and Cory still
morning.
Communicate. Shout out to Cory.
Thank you, V. Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What's happening?
Good morning. Has anybody watched on Netflix Love is Blind?
Mm-mm. No.
Everybody's talking about this show. I'm going to have to watch that this weekend. It's like a new reality series, and they make these couples. They have like a wall separating them, and they date behind this wall for like 10 days so they don't get to see each other. They just get to have conversations.
Talk about glory holes?
No, there's no hole.
You were watching Pornhub all weekend, huh?
Yeah. They're like soundproof pods.
You said that fast. She said they were having a date, not...
So you get to hear their voice, you get to hear their conversation skills, and then basically you have to decide whether or not you want to get married after that interaction.
I got to make that type of decision? Marriage?
Yeah, they have to...
Not even a date?
Look, after you get past that part, if you like that person, then you have to live together for 4 weeks, and then after 4 weeks you get married.
I'll pass on that show.
That sounds whack.
It's like an arranged marriage, kind of, but like you get
trash.
To at least have a conversation first.
No, I don't
like you. The reason I don't like that is because like you're playing with somebody's emotions. Because what if, you know, the person's, you know, people are very superficial, so you see what's behind that wall and you don't want to be with that person.
But don't arranged marriages work and you don't get to see the person in an arranged marriage beforehand?
I don't know what an arranged marriage is. What's an arranged marriage? When you get somebody pregnant and the parents make you marry them?
No, it's like when you get set up to marry somebody, like your families decide this is who you're going to be with.
Oh, like in Coming to America?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so
everything's about TV with him. Coming to America, Pornhub.
That's
like, think about everything. Everything's about
Pornhub
TV.
Pornhub is a streaming service.
Right, so
grow
I don't
up,
know.
You're old man.
But everybody's been talking about this show, so I want to make sure. If you're on Twitter, just hit me up and let me know if you've watched it on Netflix. I want to see what it's about.
I think you're the only one that watched it.
I didn't watch it. I just said I haven't seen it, but I see a lot of people talking about it.
Mm. All right, well.
That and then, you know, my show is 90 Day Fiancé. I love stuff like that.
All right. Well, rumors on the way. What are we talking about?
We are going to be talking about somebody who has just surpassed 1 million monthly listeners on Spotify, but still has not put out any music of their own. And she's only 8 years old.
All right. We'll get to that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Loyalty. Tenfold, no switching sides. Feel something wrong. You wacky, shifty. You don't vibe with me no more. I need loyalty.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk. Saved by the Bell.
It's time. She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, as y'all may or may not know, the Saved by the Bell reboot is coming. They did announce that reboot last year. It will air on NBC streaming service Peacock.
Why should I care?
Now, one person, you didn't watch Saved by the Bell?
I did, but why should I care now in 2020? What's the storyline?
I guess
they
we'll
be like 50,
there's a lot of reboots
almost 60
happening.
Years old.
So, one person that was not asked to rejoin for the reunion was Alok Voorhees. She played Lisa Turtle. We all know her. And remember, she used to be married to Martin briefly, Martin Lawrence. All right, well, she was on Dr. Oz, and here's what she said.
I have to admit, I did feel a bit slighted and hurt when I was not invited to be part of the Saved by the Bell reunion, as well as other cast members' events. Yet, of course, I also realized that having this puzzling disorder may have played a major part in that factual decision. With that in mind, I am truly thankful for having had the chance to work on a show that has been so successful.
No. I never really watched Saved by the Bell.
I did.
That was never my thing.
You can't have a Saved by the Bell reboot without Lisa Turtle. Because, I mean, there's only four people I can remember off the top of my head.
Who else?
Zach,
remember?
Slater, Screech, and Lisa Turtle. And Screech used to...
What about Kelly Kapowski?
No, I don't remember.
I just remember the name Screech.
Remember Kelly? Well, she hasn't been asked back yet either, by the way.
So who's going to be on the reboot?
Everybody else. Mario Lopez.
There's only five people.
Mario Lopez is back.
Slater.
Right? Elizabeth Berkley, Mark Paul Gosselier.
Mark Paul is Zach.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, but I guess there's going to be a new character in the
series.
Was
that show that good?
It was cool. Yeah, it was cool.
I don't know what that show
was
like.
Yeah,
about.
You watched the dramas?
Just in high school. Things that happened in high school.
All of them are well over 40 and 50 years old. I don't know what that show would be.
Well, when Locke Voorhees talks about the puzzling disorder that she was speaking on Dr. Oz, her mom has said that she is bipolar. And she suffers from bipolar disorder. So that's what she was referencing.
Okay.
All right, Justin Timberlake, he had an experience where he was on stage and people were not very receptive to him performing. Listen to him talk on the Graham Norton Show.
I show up to the show, I look at the bill, and it's the Rolling Stones and AC/DC and the Guess Who, and somewhere in there, me. But I just remember saying to the band before we went on stage, I don't think this is gonna go well. I think this festival in one day housed 500,000 people. All of a sudden, bottles of urine were then thrown on the stage.
How did he know it was urine?
Maybe he smelled it.
Maybe it was
warm.
Somebody eating some asparagus. Like, how do you know it was urine?
Maybe.
It could have been warm beer. Like, how do you know it was urine? Did you taste it? Like, how do you know it was urine?
I mean, maybe he smelled it.
Did it kill your pink eye? Like, what is it?
Oh, my goodness.
All right, now, Blue Ivy has surpassed 1 million monthly listeners on Spotify, so congratulations to her. She's been featured on her parents' songs, of course, Brown Skin Girl and Jay-Z's Glory, and she also was on the live album Homecoming, right, and all of that. So congratulations to her. She doesn't have a solo song or anything. She's only 8 years old, but she has surpassed 1 million monthly listeners on Spotify.
It's a nice little royalty check that she's collecting and doesn't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her, man. People are like, she is a cultural icon already. All right, Rosario Dawson, according to all these different headlines, they said she has officially come out as part of the LGBTQ community. Now, I'm not quite sure what she was saying, but there was a post that she did back in 2018. She posted, I will not be ashamed. This is just who I am and who I was meant to be. No mistakes. So right here I stand. I'm out on my own 2 feet. No, you will not tear me down. No, my heart will not be bound. Sing it loud. Sing it loud. I'm proud. I'm proud. Happy Pride Month. Sending love to my fellow LGBTQ plus homies. Keep being strong in the face of adversity. And she posted that a couple years ago. So then she said she wasn't coming out in that. But now she did an interview with Bustle and she clarified that post. She said, people kept saying that I came out. I didn't do that. I mean, it's not inaccurate, but I never did come out. And then she said, I mean, I guess I am now.
So
she didn't elaborate on how she identifies her sexuality, but she said that she's never actually been in a queer relationship. She said, I've never had a relationship in that space, so it's never felt like an authentic calling to me.
So what do you say?
She said, I guess now I am coming out, but I don't quite 1,000% understand it. But yeah, she is still dating Cory Booker.
When do you add the plus to the LGBTQ community? When do you add the plus? Because when you don't add the plus, it sounds like you're just talking about the basic cable package.
That's what she put.
And if you said I was a part of the community, I want the plus to it. Okay? I want the one that's $79.99.
So she's out.
Yeah, but I don't understand.
Of y'all know what y'all talking about.
No, we don't. I'm just asking.
I'm just quoting her, what she said, letting you know.
But she's dating, but she's coming out.
Yes, she's officially coming out.
You're not going to confuse me this morning. Nope. You're not going to confuse me this morning.
See what happens when you don't add the plus? It doesn't add up.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
This guy's you own one this morning. Now, who are you giving your donkey to?
Donkey of the day is going to a young man in Florida. Well, not really young. He's 63 years old. But he needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him.
Okay. All right.
You can't pull over the police. The police got to pull over you.
All right. We'll get to that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
What up, y'all? It's DJ Envy with the General Insurance. Because of mispayments or less than perfect credit, many drivers can't get insurance from the traditional guys. But the General will cover you when others won't. So call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. Some restrictions apply.
Hey, trips that you plan for the next whole week. Been too long for so cheap and your flex OD, your sex OD. You got it, girl, you got it.
Hey, you make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man. Florida, man. Florida.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida.
Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day with Charlamagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for February 19th, 2020 goes to a 63-year-old man in Florida named Juan Zamora. Now, what does your Uncle Charla always tell you? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, okay? The beauty of life is that when facts are presented, most of the time people stop debating with you on those facts, and Florida presents so much evidence of their crazy that nobody even argues with me about it anymore, okay? In fact, people come up to me and admit, yes, I am from Florida, and yes, I am crazy. Now, Juan has been arrested and charged with DUI and cocaine possession, a.k.a. a regular Monday afternoon in Florida, all right? Cocaine and liquor is the breakfast of champions for a lot of people in Florida. Now, according to the New York Post, Juan flashed his headlights at a sheriff's squad car in order to ask for directions to get to an auto parts store. The deputy stopped, and he smelled alcohol coming from Juan as he asked the question. Juan also had a 15-year-old passenger with him who also had bloodshot eyes. And Juan admitted to downing two shots of bourbon earlier that day, but when he took a breathalyzer test, he failed, registering way above Florida's 0.8 legal limit, okay? Authorities found a bottle of whiskey in his car and cocaine. Now, I think at this point in our lives, we all know not to drink and drive, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got Uber, you got Lyft, you got all these various rideshare companies that can prevent you from having to do that. If you are choosing to drink and drive, then you deserve whatever happens to you. But the problem is, people on the road with you who are sober, we don't deserve that. So don't drink and drive. But if you are an idiot, like this guy Juan, who chooses to drink and drive and sniff cocaine and have the bottle of whiskey in the car with you and have a 15-year-old passenger with you who also seems to be under the influence, the last thing you should do is flash your headlights at a deputy squad car and try to get that cop's attention. And then when the cop comes over, you tell the cop, you didn't pull me over, I pulled you over.
That's a fact, though.
Yes. Shut up. Yes, that is what Juan did. Okay, and that's why Juan is getting donkey today. When you're under the influence, doing dirt, breaking the law, you are trying to avoid the authorities. You want to stay out of the way of the police. But not Juan from Florida. No. Juan from Florida, after asking the cop for directions, knowing he was drunk as hell, knowing he was high on cocaine, when the cop asked him to take a breathalyzer, he replied, "You didn't pull me over, I pulled you over." As if that is the reason he shouldn't have to submit to a breathalyzer test. Where do things like this happen, people? One word, seven letters, 22 million crazy people. Florida, ladies and gentlemen. Florida. Please give Juan Zamora the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh-hoo. You are the donkey of the day. Yee-haw.
Well, I guess we should play a game of guess what race it is. Now, here are your clues.
Okay.
Juan Zamora, 63 years old, bottle of whiskey in his car, cocaine on his sleeve. Florida, envy, guess what race he is.
Latino.
Whoa. Why did you say so that quick with such conviction and so quick?
His name is Juan. I don't know any black Juans.
I know plenty of black Juans.
I
grew up with a black guy named Juan White. Rest in peace to Juan White. Oh. Okay.
Now, he was defying all the norms.
Yeah, yes. Right?
and my little homie Juan Austin.
How do you spell Zamora?
Z-A-M-O-R-A. Now, Angela Yee, Juan Zamora, 63 years old, bottle of whiskey found in the car with some cocaine on his sleeve. Guess what race he is?
I'm going to say Hispanic as well.
See, Juan.
Is it Dramos? Cocaina?
As the only Hispanic man in the room, Dramos, how do you feel about this?
This doesn't sound like something my people would do, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what are you saying, black?
I'm gonna think he's Asian.
Whoa.
I definitely don't know any Asian people named Juan.
Wow.
So you're saying this sounds like something an Asian person would do?
Wow. That's my guess.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, DJ Envy, Angela Yee,
this guy,
Dramos, one of y'all is wrong. You know who's wrong? Dramos! You know who's right? DJ Envy and Angela Yee, put Juan. If you're watching us on Revolt TV,
wow.
Put Juan Zamora on television.
Wow. That is a wow.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Absolutely.
He definitely was high in that.
Yeah,
shot.
He was definitely high. Drum? All right.
I don't think I have a picture. That's not the right picture.
No, okay.
That's not the right,
right
picture?
Oh, boy.
Jeesh. All right. Thank you for that donkey.
Call
of the
your
day.
Uncle Drum.
Up next, ask Yee. 800-585-1051 if you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Yee right now. She'll help you out with all your problems, all right? The number again is 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Come on.
Relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Yee.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is JC.
Hey, JC. Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Savannah, Georgia.
Okay, what's your question for Yee?
Okay, so me and my boyfriend, we pretty much do everything together.
Mm-hmm.
I recently found some things in his phone, and I'm not saying that he went through with any of the acts, but it was enough to not sit well with me.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, I'm just having a real hard time getting past it.
So, JC, a couple of things here. What made you even go through his phone?
It was just on the table, and it was open. You know, one of them things, because I really don't go through his phone. It was just one of them things where it would be just in your face. It was on the table. It was open.
It was calling you.
Yeah.
Did you have any issues before that where you were feeling like something was off and I need to do my research?
No, we work the same hours. We go to work together. We come home together. I don't have problems with him being out all night, but he said he was bored, and I don't know. It just wasn't sitting well with me.
Okay, so what did you see?
Just flirtatious stuff. One girl was on Snapchat making some dinner, and he commented and was like, oh, I hope you made dinner for two. That's my favorite. Things like that.
Just inappropriate conversation that could have been innocent but also made you feel bad because he shouldn't be talking like that. He's in a relationship. Now, what did he say when you spoke to him about it?
He was like, basically, you know where I be. You know how guys talk. You know
right.
where I be. This just on some board stuff. I don't want to deal with none of them girls. You know, just typical men stuff.
Did he acknowledge that he was wrong?
Yeah, he's apologized. We wasn't dealing with each other. We was still in the house together, but I was kind of like walking around on eggshells land for about 3 weeks now. And Valentine's Day, he really tried to show and prove.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just still having a hard time looking past some stuff.
So what do you need him to do? Because I think this is what it all boils down to. What do you need him to do now moving forward? You have to be specific with him. These are the things and actionable things I need you to do so that I can start to feel like I can trust you again, because it does take time to rebuild trust once it's been broken.
I agree, and I think my problem is I want him to figure it out for himself. I don't feel like I should have to tell him how to make something right that he did wrong, because if it was me in the situation, I would do what I have to do to fix the relationship. I wouldn't just expect him to wake up the next morning and forgive me.
Well, it is about communication, and he might not know what he needs to do for you. There might be things that he's not even thinking of. Of course, he's trying to go above and beyond and show you how much he cares about you, being apologetic. But are there other things that you want him to do? Do you want him to follow certain people? Do you want to make, you know, like, what is it that you need? Do you need his passcodes? What do you need?
Yeah, that's true. I think that's something that I got to sit and think about before I can adjust it with him, because I don't want it to be another argument.
Right. So just figure out what you need him to do for you to feel more comfortable. Of course, you're not going to trust him right away. That would be silly of you. And of course, he has a lot that he needs to prove to you right now. But you have to, if you want to move on and forgive, you have to give him the space to be able to do that. And you have to be specific in the things that you need.
That's true. You're right.
All right. Well, I wish you the best of luck.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thanks, y'all.
All right, have
some
a good
people
one.
Think flirting's not really a big deal.
All right.
You know, like some guys do that because they just want some little extra attention, but it is embarrassing when you do that, and it also can break the trust when your girl sees that.
Yeah, flirting can kill a relationship. I was watching Shaw's The Sunset. Nobody else
watched
that.
I assume your wife was watching that.
My wife was watching. You know what? Okay. Forget it. But the guy was cheating on the other guy because he was flirting and saying that he wanted to play Naked Jenga. Never mind. 800-585-1051.
Right,
ask Ye if you need relationship advice. Hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Here's some real advice with Angela Ye. It's Ask Ye.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
Hello, yes. I'd rather be anonymous.
Okay. You got a high-pitched voice. Where you calling from, anonymous?
Yeah. I'm calling from Austin, Texas.
Okay, and you're over 21?
Yeah, I'm okay. Over 21. I'm 33.
Okay, all right. Well, what's your question for Yeezy?
My husband and I, we're a family of six. We just downsized to a 3-bedroom apartment, mm-hmm. and we have 5 extra family members staying with us.
Wow.
From his side.
Wow.
Why are they staying with you?
Things happen in life, so we're mm-hmm. just trying to help. But it's drastically getting worse. And we've had conversations. They're not really grasping the concept. So I really don't know what to do. My family, we're good. So my husband and I, we're good. We're, you know, but I really don't know how I should handle it.
Well, how is this affecting your relationship that you have his family members living in the house?
Like, it goes through my kids, like, they're acting different. We can't do anything. There's no boundaries. There's no privacy.
No sex, no walking around the house naked, none of that.
Well, they got to go.
Yeah, I know, but how do you just tell people to leave? You know?
Hey, listen, top priority here is you and your family, right?
Most definitely.
Okay, well, let them know. Listen, my top priority is my family, and this is really disrupting our family dynamic. We're not getting along. My kids are having issues, and we've tried to help as much as we can, so you guys have until the end of the month to find a place or give it a deadline.
Yeah, that was my idea. I just don't want to be the one to do it.
It's okay. It's your family. You got to stand up for that.
Yeah, you're right. I guess I'll just have to bite the bullet. I'm really outspoken, but I just stay quiet this whole time, so it's kind of hard for me.
Are you and your husband in agreement that these family members have to get out?
Definitely.
Okay, well, don't let people take advantage of you either.
Yeah.
You know, they should be looking at things like, we don't want to be an inconvenience. How dare they feel like they can stay as long as they want and inconvenience your family? They should be trying to figure out how can we get out of their way. I think that's rude.
Yeah. That is most definitely, that is the issue.
All right, so just be firm. This is the date. You have X amount of time, so get it together, and I'm sure that will make your family very happy, and you will very much cherish your space and not let this happen again.
Most definitely. Thank you very much, Angela. I appreciate it.
No problem. Good luck, honey.
Thanks.
All right. Ask Ye, 800-585-1051 if you need relationship advice. Any type of advice, you can call Ye now. Now we got rooms on the way, Ye?
Yes, Dr. Dre, you know he doesn't do a lot of interviews, but we'll tell you what he had to say about how he spent his birthday with his wife.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All
of gossip. Gossip. The Rumor Report. Gossip. With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, as you know, Dwayne Wade has his documentary coming out on Sunday, D-Wade Life Unexpected. Mm-hmm. And, of course, everybody's been talking about his daughter, Zaya, his 12-year-old daughter who was born as a boy named Zion. Now, here's what Dwayne Wade had to say on Good Morning America about the decision to feature Zaya in the documentary.
Well, she is our leader. You know, Zaya early on knew two things. She knew straight and she knew gay. But Zaya started doing more research. She was the one who sat down with us as a family and said, hey, I don't think I'm gay. This is how I identify myself. I think I'm a straight trans because I still like boys. It was a process for us to sit down with our daughter and find out who she is and what she likes and not put something on her, because as parents, we put our hopes and we put our fears on our kids.
Right.
And with Zaya, we decided to listen to her, and she's leading us along this journey.
Now, for people who feel like Zaya is too young to know what she wants, Dwayne Wade clarifies that she knew from the age of 3.
She's known since she was 3 years old. Mm-hmm. And along this way, we've asked questions and we've learned. But she's
known.
Did
you know early on?
I knew early on that I had to check myself. I've been a person in the locker room that has been a part of the conversation that has said the wrong phrases and the wrong words myself. And as I got older and as I watched my daughter grow, I had to go and look at myself in the mirror and say, who are you? What are you going to do if your child come home and say that I'm a gay boy or that I'm a trans girl? What are you going to do? And that was a moment of real.
All right, now, Dwayne Wade in this documentary, again, I told you this is an ESPN documentary that comes out on Sunday, also talks about having to open up to Gabrielle Union about having a child with someone else. According to Entertainment Tonight, he said, I had a child with someone else and I had to tell Gabrielle. Hardest thing I've ever had to do is man up and tell Gabrielle Union that I had a child with somebody else. He said, I couldn't sleep. I wasn't eating. When you hold something in that you know is going to come out and you have this information and you know it's going to F somebody's life up that you care about, that you love, if it don't hurt you, then you're not human. Oh, imagine having to tell that.
Nope.
Why y'all frozen?
Tell what now?
He had to tell Gabrielle Union that he had a baby with somebody
else.
Oh,
the break baby. Okay, got you.
I'm not imagining that.
Yeah, I don't make those kind of poor choices. I wouldn't even know.
All right, well, no. That documentary. Woo. All right, but in the meantime, Rick Ross and Dwayne Wade have collaborated on a song called Season Ticket Holder. Now
he's rapping?
Here's a little snippet for you.
Okay.
So I do have dreams, right? I do. Uh-huh. I want to get on one song, like one day. And Rick Ross, who's a good friend of mine, reached out to me and said, D, let's do a track for the city. So my last year, I filmed a song with Rick Ross called Season Ticket Holders.
Nice.
That actually comes out in a couple days.
All right, so you don't hear a snippet, but you're about to hear it in a couple of days if y'all excited
my
for
goodness.
That.
My goodness.
I'm not mad at that. It comes out
on Friday.
I'm not mad at that because he's retired. He said he had a dream. He wanted to do it one time. You know what I'm saying? You go do it with one of the biggest rappers from the city.
And then you got the documentary coming out on Sunday.
Yeah,
why not?
It's all promotion for the doc. You know, you do it one time and keep it moving.
Let's see how he sounds.
All right, now, Dr. Dre, it was just his birthday. You know he's 55 years old now.
That's all?
Yeah, he's only 55 years old, and he actually called into Big Boy to talk about what he was planning for his birthday.
I decided to just keep it low-key this time. I'm going to have a few friends over, and my wife is going to do a crab boil for me. I love crab. Mm. I'm just going to kick it, you know, kick it in my backyard.
When is Dr. Dre not keeping it low-key?
I know. when do you see him out wilding out?
Keep it low-key. Oh, yeah. We've seen you at a club standing on couches before, Dre.
And let's not forget, you know, just last year, he is still worth $950 million. He's at the top of Forbes' highest-paid musicians list.
Goodness gracious.
Yes. He released one album in this entire decade and didn't really go on tour, but he still, of course, is worth
Beats by Dre headphones.
Damn near $1 billion. Mm. All right, Wendy Williams has faced some more backlash, and this time it's because she was discussing Drew Carey's ex-fiance and how she was tragically murdered over the weekend. And Amy Harwick, who's a celebrity sex and relationship therapist, and here's what she said that had people very upset.
Drew Carey's ex-fiance was tragically murdered over the weekend. She lived with a girl roommate, and the roommate heard the screaming. The neighbors all around the neighborhood heard the screaming, and they called 911. Once the cops got there, she was down there dead on the ground, was pushed off of a third-floor balcony. I'll give you a little backstory. She was killed not by Drew, but by the ex. Come on down!
Wow. And then they said she tilted her head to the side, like, because, you know, she was pushed in.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. Listen, Wendy, if somebody is writing this stuff for you, then you might need to fire that writer.
Yeah, this is about, the second or third time?
Yeah, like, Jesus Christ, you can't be a woman making a joke about a woman being killed at the hands of domestic violence, because the woman did get killed by a man, right?
Yeah, her ex-boyfriend. And her ex-boyfriend, Gareth Pursehouse, who she had actually filed a restraining order against previously.
Yeah, that's not going well, especially on the heels of, didn't what she say about the LGBT community? Something, wasn't they just mad about something?
Well, Everyday's Drama tweeted out, so far in 2020, and bearing in mind it's only February, Wendy Williams has joked about Joaquin Phoenix's cleft lip, told gay men to stop wearing our dresses, and now has joked about Drew Carey's ex, Amy Hardwick, dying by falling off a balcony by saying, just get down, disgraceful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she had a fan page, Wendy's Team, and they said, Wendy, we love you, but you can't shame a community that makes up most of your fan base. So they said, if you're a true friend fan, you have to say it like you mean it. It's what Wendy has taught us all. Just because we are a fan base, it doesn't mean we have to agree with everything Wendy says. As she says, we agree to disagree. Yesterday's comment was hurtful to many of Wendy's fans, and very proud to see Wendy acknowledge what she said and apologize.
Now, let me play white devil's advocate here. What? Now, we all know when it comes to embracing the LGBTQ+ community.
Correct.
Wendy has been doing that for years, like in a real way.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So it's clear she's not homophobic, right?
Correct.
So
she just said some things that the community didn't like.
Yeah, so you don't want to represent her fan page anymore?
They said they're not canceling her.
They said still love her.
They just said they're taking a break a little bit because she's saying some things that they don't agree with.
They were happy that she apologized for her remarks. You still, if you love somebody, got to call them out when they're wrong, right?
Correct.
Yes, but how long does this break last? It's a self-imposed suspension.
This is social
suspension.
Media. I'm sure it'll be 2 days.
Jesus Christ.
Look, they said they still love her and they still make up most of her fan base. And said we love Wendy and always will.
All right,
I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
And in that moment, wasn't Wendy kind of sticking up for women, though?
For Galentine's Day?
Yeah, wasn't it by telling a man you could never be me, is that wrong?
I think it was mixed. The part I think people didn't like was when she said you can't wear our dresses.
Stop wearing our heels and dresses. We have a menstrual, something like that. Anyway, Revolt.
You can wear whatever you want.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. Let's go. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now it's Black History Month.
That's right, and we're going to celebrate Mrs. Janae Dubois. She passed away yesterday. One of her iconic roles when she played Winona Woods on Good Times. And remember when Winona stood up to Penny's biological mother and let her know what that child needed? It was a very teachable moment.
The Breakfast Club presents a new Black History Month legend.
Come on, Miss Woods. Now, can't we just talk this thing out woman to woman?
That depends. What woman is going to talk to you?
Kid's eyes. She wants to come home with me. It was those gifts I gave her, that tape recorder and that $2,500 brass band. Now, what could you possibly give her to top that?
Love.
Yeah.
Huh? I'm here, ain't I?
So is the garbage.
And that was another new Black History Month legend, courtesy of The Breakfast Club.
And just think, you probably wouldn't have gotten the Rhythm Nation album without that moment. Where would young Penny have grown up to be if Winona hadn't stepped in and took her away from that evil mother of hers?
You know Janet Jackson was acting.
You shut up and let people live their dreams.
My goodness.
Once again, you would have never gotten the Rhythm Nation album if it wasn't for Winona Woods, a.k.a. Janet Dubois. So rest in peace, Janae Dubois. Is it Janae, Janet?
Janae. Yes.
Janae? Jay had an accent.
Yes. All right. When we come back, positive note, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Howdy, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We just heard some disturbing news, right?
Right. This is breaking news, and we see this on TMZ. According to TMZ, Pop Smoke was just shot and killed this morning. They said it appears to be a home invasion robbery. It was in Hollywood Hills, according to these law enforcement sources. Two men fired multiple shots that struck and critically wounded him, and then they were seen fleeing on foot. They actually have video of them attempting CPR, and they said he was rushed by ambulance to the hospital in West Hollywood, where he was pronounced dead. They have not caught these suspects so far, and they said it's unclear if he knew the shooters, but they do have one man in handcuffs, but they don't know if that man was involved or what happened with that. But rest in peace, Pop Smoke. He was only 20 years old, by the way.
Damn. That happened in L.A.?
In L.A.
Hollywood Hills,
he was living in Hollywood Hills.
Wow, really sad situation. So our condolences to Pop Smoke's family, to his friends. This is breaking news. We just read about this on TMZ.
Wow.
But we will keep you updated on news as we get it. Really, really sad, unfortunate.
All right. Well, rest in peace, Pop Smoke. And again, condolences to his family. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.